catastrophic political and humanitarian crisis is currently unfolding in Yemen. Saudi Arabia have shut down all air, land and sea ports to Yemen after they shot down a Houthi-launched missile over Saudi Arabia's capital Riyadh. David Olney is an associate lecturer in politics at the University of Adelaide, and he spoke to The Wire's Louise Horobin to give her the latest.
Saudi Arabia are profoundly unhappy that they can't control the situation and that there's been a lot of media coverage about how badly things are going. So they will do with Yemen what they do with their own country, and that is try and divorce it from the world and divorce it from media coverage.
Saudi Arabia has accused Iran of supplying Houthi rebels with weapons. Is there truth behind this accusation?
It's highly likely, but I doubt we'll be able to prove it one way or the other anytime in the future. The Houthis are definitely getting support from Iran, whether it's just financial and tactical or whether it's actually equipment. Anyone outside of the region probably doesn't know for sure. I would have to assume that the Iranians and Saudis are usually looking for ways to annoy each other and destabilize each other's areas of influence, so it's highly likely that the Iranians have supplied weapons.
Does this situation have the potential to catalyze a wider conflict within the Middle East?
Probably not, in as much as Yemen is kind of out on the periphery in that it's one of the poorest countries in the region. It's important to Iran and Saudi Arabia for influence, but as long as most other countries don't get directly involved, it shouldn't escalate.
Do you think other countries need to get involved?
I think with Iran and Saudi being the big players in the region, lots of other people might want to get involved to help resolve the situation, but none of them have enough power, probably independently or together, to really alter the situation as long as the Iranians and Saudis want to make it, you know, their activity.
The blockade has prevented humanitarian supplies from entering Yemen, and there is a huge humanitarian crisis with civilians at the moment. What's the political crisis?
Well, the political crisis is no potential government could legitimately rule all of Yemen. The Saudis are backing, you know, a group who might be able to run half of Yemen. The Iranians are backing people who might be able to run half of Yemen. Neither side are willing to accept that Yemen won't be compliant. The Saudis have lost warships. The Saudis have bombed some targets where quite possibly it could be construed as war crimes. So despite the humanitarian disaster, the Saudis want no more publicity, no more camera footage. The consequence, the humanitarian disaster will only get worse in order to sort of protect the security environment from being made obvious and clear to the entire global community.
How should Australia act in response to this crisis?
We are so peripheral to it that other than the fact that we're, you know, involved with, you know, human rights decisions at the UN, other than in a UN capacity, I don't think we have any role to play. We are so on the outside at the moment, we are not getting clear media coverage. We don't know to what extent media coverage is being shaped by all the players influencing who has access and who doesn't. I don't think we can really do a better job of covering it than we've done.
That's David Olney, associate lecturer in politics at the University of Adelaide. He was speaking to The Wire's Louise Horobin.